ready for high school football here on 104.7 WKJC. The Brethren Bobcats won the toss. They elected to defer, so they will start on defense. Whittemore will send their kick returner back to receive the kick. He stands back at the 15-yard line. Number 10, Kenyon Brown, will do the kicking. The line drive kick, that'll be fielded at the 20-yard line to the 25-30, cuts back towards the middle at the 35, and going down there was Christian Toko. First and 10 here for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Our game today brought to you in part by Miller Feed of Prescott, Happy Acres Real Estate of Hale, Kevin Hummer Accounts at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas, Wilson & Son Septic Service of Hale in Prescott, and the Erickson Family Insurance Agency in West Branch. First and 10 here for Whittemore. As we get set for this eight-player football action, Brad Allen, Brian Catfish Johnson, we do apologize. We know that we have some technical difficulties. Two wide receivers right, one to the left. LaFranca brings the man in motion. Snap. It's going to be turned. Give it to Viner. Nice hole up the gut, but closed quickly to the 39-yard line in a pickup of 4 yards. It is second down and six, but this is the way that I think Whittemore probably wants to play. If they can stay ahead of the six, second and six, third and two, they're going to be right where they want to be.
Absolutely, especially in eight-man football. If you're getting 4 or 5 yards every play, you're going to win. You're going to win the line of scrimmage, and because it's almost always going to be four down territory. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not going to see a lot of punting. In Whittemore, that's their goal, is to just go forward on every single play. Second down and six just underway here from Brethren. LaFranca in that shotgun with a Viner next to him, two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Snap, LaFranca going to roll out left, just going to be quarterback keeper, and he'll be taken down right at the line of scrimmage. Number 12 with the tackle, John Card. It'll be third down. They give him a gain of one, third and five. Haven't seen Whittemore put the ball in the area. This might be an opportunity too. 10:47 to play in our first quarter. Opening drive of the game. Whittemore Prescott 1-0 victory over the top of Hillman last week, taking on Brethren. Whittemore, white jerseys, red numbers outlined in black. Got the black pants with the red striping. Of course, that black Cardinal helmet. LaFranca and shotgun, two wide receivers right, one to the left. Viner with them. Brings a man in motion, Toko. It's going to be turned. Give Viner. Viner looking for a cut. Not a lot there. He dives ahead. This will be fourth down in about three from the 42-yard line.
Yeah, early on, very good tackling by the Bobcats. They're not getting fooled by motion, and their tackles have been clean, stopping Viner really without any forward motion at all.
So I'll bring up fourth down and three. Don't want to go four and out on your opening drive. Whittemore is not trying to go outside yet. I mentioned in the pregame, got to get outside. They stack the line, no wide receivers. Going to be a snap. Viner on a direct snap, powering forward, breaks a tackle, and he's going to be stopped a yard short, and it'll be first and 10 for the Brethren Bobcats.
Yeah, great defense there. They didn't get the push off
by Kyle Matthews.
And it was tackled by senior 88 Kyle Matthews about a yard short. Turnover on down.
They ran that formation they ran all of last year with the two running back set. No quarterbacks, two running back set, and that's what they went with. So Ethan Pringle, the sophomore, will be the quarterback here for Brethren. They'll line up. Two wide receivers left, one right. Snap, handoff up the gut. Not a lot doing. It was a give to Pringle from Ojahoski. And so it'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, beautiful hit by number 13, Sam Viner. He just shoved him to the ground for nothing.
9:25 to play here in our first quarter. No score. Whittemore stopped in their opening possession. Brethren on their opening possession. Has the ball on the Whittemore 44. Line up in the shotgun. Two wide receivers left. Running back in there. Tight end in there. They bring a man in motion. Snap. Going to be an option left. And not going anywhere. Sam Viner going to slam number six, Connor Wojciechowski, to the dirt.
Connor's ball carry.
And it is third down and about 12.
Yeah, great pursuit by Viner there. They read that really well. The blocking didn't get the inside there, and he just took him right down to the dirt, third and 12.
Looks like maybe a bit of a broken play.
Yeah.
Wojciechowski was looking for a pitch. and couldn't find him. Firebrother continued. Technical difficulties here, even on the cell phone dropout now. We're doing it all. We're finding ways to disappear, no matter what. So it was a turnover on downs by Brethren on the fourth down play. First play here for Whittemore Prescott is a loss of two on the play. So second down and 12, ball in the Whittemore zone, 42-yard line. Snap to LaFranca. Roll out right, fire over the middle, and threw it into no man's land, and it is third down and 12.
Wide receiver Eli Murphy was wide open, and he was like, what are you doing? But the pressure was there. It was a good throwaway. Third to where no one could hurt him there, bring new life here for third and 12.
So Whittemore puts the first in the air, 6:51 to play here in our first quarter. No score. This game brought to you in part by M65 Bait Shop of Whittemore, Alpena Community College of Onstota and Alpena, Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, cornerstone caregiving of Gladwin and Brown Farms of Prescott. So it is a third down and about 12, maybe 13 here for Whittemore Prescott. They've got to get to the Brethren 46-yard line. LaFranca and shotgun snap. He's going to look to pass, fire deep over the middle and short of his intended receiver, Murphy. Really good coverage by Brethren. Sets up fourth down and probably a punting situation for Whittemore.
Yeah, it's great defense. I mean, we've had three series here, three great defensive stands. We've lived between the 40 and the 50 here on this side of the field for every single play. But both defenses coming up to play today.
6:46 to play here in our first quarter. Whittemore wouldn't think about going for this, but fourth and 12, you haven't really moved the ball well?
No, not right now. Both defenses have been great. I think you punt this, try to flip the field position. That's what I would do, at least.
So they're going to line up two wide receivers left, one wide receiver right. They're going to go two wide receivers either side. So looking like this might be LaFranca backing up and punting it. And a timeout going to be called here by Whittemore Prescott. Take one with them. 6:46 to play in our first quarter. No score here on WKJC, your power station for sports. And it is a punt by Whittemore Prescott. It'll bounce down and be fielded at about the 17-yard line by is downed by Whittemore Prescott. So that is where Brethren will take over. This game is brought to you in part by the Hale Insurance Agency, Mercantile Bank in Fairview and West Branch, Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas and Dean Arbor Ford of Dallas City, and Wilson Trucking and Excavating of Hale and Prescott.
Yeah, and it stands to talk about how good the defense has started, because you usually don't see a punt when you're near midfield, and they decided to punt because of how good Brethren's defense has been in the early on.
Both teams probably in single-digit yards. I formation here from Brethren. Turn, hand to the lone back. He's going to break one tackle, break it to the outside. Finally taken down at about the 40-yard line. Jack Mazaras, number two.
That is by far the best play of the game for both teams there. And he's just a big back. He got his momentum going forward, and they just had problems taking him down. So nice little run there by the Bobcats.
6:32 and counting to play here in our first quarter. Brethren up to their own 41-yard line, back to where we spent most of our time, in between the 40s. Back to the I formation. Snap. Wojciechowski give again to Mazaro. Mazaro's able to find a small crease up towards the 50-yard line, taking down 48. Pick up a 7. It'll be 2nd and 3.
Yeah, initially hit there by Sam Viner. You're going to hear his name a lot today on defense and in offense, but it's what we expect from the Cardinals.
Thanks to Nick James back at the radio station today, battling through our issues, battling through, fighting through for us today. He decided to do the high school game because he thought it'd be easy, and instead... I formation, snap, turns the pitch to Mazaros. Mazaros trying to find a crease, cut down, but he flips over the first down marker. Tackle made by Toko, but it will be a first down for the Brethren Bobcats across the 50 to the Whittemore 48.
Yeah, beautiful tackle there. Made him go end over end, a little flipski over for the first down. But I love the physicality of the game early on today. I love it.
I think this is the first I formation I've ever seen in 8-player football. I love it. Everybody usually tries to, we'll find a way to run on the spread. I formation is different.
You love to see it.
So first and 10 from the Whittemore 48-yard line. Back in shotgun, back in the I formation is Wojciechowski. Straight drop back pass, looking, a lot of pressure coming. Able to escape some of it and at least pick up a yard or two. It'll be second down.
Yeah, great ability to scamper out of the sack there. He gained probably 5 yards from the backfield to get a yard. Actually, we'll give him 2 yards, I think, there. It's a great little scamper there by Wojciechowski.
Second down and 8 now for the Brethren Bobcats. Again, Brad Allen and Brian Catfish Johnson here with you. We made this trip all the way over. We lugged a bunch of equipment just to use my cell phone.
Yep.
The equipment decided not to be nice to us today. That's okay. Always have the good old trusty cell phone service. Second down and 8. Man in motion. Snap. It's going to be give to that motion man across the outside. That's number 8, Chase Young. Chase Young able to get across the 45-yard line, taken down at the 43, and it'll be third down and 4.
Yeah, he actually kind of fooled one of the defenders. He could have got tackled by the backfield, but he just kind of whiffed right past him, and he looked, oh, wait, you don't have the ball. And he just got the 4 for the yardage there.
4:10 remaining in our first quarter. No score. Third down and 5. I formation behind Wojciechowski. Snap, turn, give up the gut. And Mazaros will be stacked up just short of the 40-yard line. So this should be fourth down, long 2, short 3.
Yeah, they're going to have a long day on defense if they're going to let Mazaros keep getting momentum, because when he gets past the line of scrimmage, he's not going down for at least 3 yards. I mean, you got to hit him in the backfield for them to have any kind of success, but he is doing very well early on in this game.
Now it's decision time. Do you hand it to him again? Do you try and go for a pass? What do you do here on 4th and 2 if you're Brethren? I formation, snap, turn. It is that same play. Mazzara able to find a crease. He's got the first down, breaking tackles to the 35-yard line, 1st and 10.
Yeah, and with the I formation, you have to worry about the fullback as well, because in a 2-yard situation like that, you could easily hand it to him too, so you can't just commit to Mazzara. So very efficient running here by the Bobcats.
Makes it 1st and 10 at the 35-yard line of Whittemore, 3:13 to play in our first quarter. And they're having some time in the huddle. Coming to the line. If they're sticking that I formation, I would too if I were them. It's working. So I formation behind Wojciechowski. Snap. Give to that fullback, and he's going to be met right at the line and going down. That was Chase Young who got the football, and he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just talking about. They hit him right before his momentum could happen, and then they just threw him right down to the ground. That's how you're going to have to stop this offense.
Clock is moving, that's for sure. All the running plays. Wojciechowski gets the play call from the sideline. So it'll be 2nd down and 10. Ball on the Whittemore 35-yard line. Now they go to the shotgun. 2 wide receivers left. Snap. Give up the gut, able to find a crease, and taken down at about the 32-yard line is Mazzaros. Pickup of about 4. It'll be 3rd and 6.
That is the second tackle that Kristen Taco had. He has just lit up the running back. Some physicality in the day. We don't really see this much physicality, and today we've seen a lot.
Toko again was a big hit indeed. So it's 3rd down and 7, 1:40 to play in our first quarter. 2 wide receivers left. Man in motion is Young. They fake it to him and then give up the gut to Mazzaros. We have a penalty flag down. Mazzaros only picked up about a yard. It'll be 4th down. See what the penalty flag is. It was thrown by the referee behind the play.
I think a legal procedure, a motion penalty probably.
But it's a legal shift. Whittemore, I'm sure, will decline the penalty. There is one injured Cardinal being helped to his feet now, and he'll walk off to the sidelines, number 55, Adrian McDonald. So now you have to assume Whittemore will decline this penalty, and after the game was only of 1, it'll be 4th and 6. I'd rather have that than 3rd and 11.
Especially they've stopped the run twice in a row there, so, or 3 times if they keep the penalty, or don't take the penalty. So yeah, you'd like your chances right here.
But what do I know? They're moving it back. So third down and 11 from the Whittemore 37-yard line. And so it'll be third down 11, maybe third down and 12. So they're going to dare Brethren to pick up two chunk plays or one to get the first down. Again, in that shotgun, man in motion is Young. Snap and looking to pass, firing over the middle behind his intended receiver was the pass by Wojciechowski. Garrett Mobley, number 80, was the intended receiver. And now it sets up fourth and 12.
Yeah, just was a little behind him there. He had him in stride, but just behind him, couldn't hold on. Now it's fourth and long. You obviously don't have a kicking game right now, so you go for it because you're on the other side of the field. But it's going to be a tough fourth down.
Could you go real frisky here and punt it and just punt, see if you can pin him down inside the five?
I mean, if you think, I mean, if maybe, I mean,
it's
but if you touchback it though, you're only given what, 6 yards? You're given, I don't know, I guess like 9 yards.
See what they decide to go for. They're going to go three wide receivers left, one to the right. Wojciechowski by himself, three down linemen. Man in motion is Young. Snap, drop back to pass, pressure in his face, and he will just fire it downfield and to nobody. Really good job at Wojciechowski saving the sack and instead just firing it downfield and saving the 7 yards.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, unfortunately, the play blew up on him. They got the sack, or they were going to get the sack, but he was able to release it to give him a couple more yards. But another turnover and downs in this game.
Yeah, not a lot of offense with 1:20 to go here in our that first quarter. Well, you said we're going to stick between the 40s here. Yeah. So Brethren, who started back there, had to at least get up to the 40s.
Yeah.
And then we'll start. Then we're going to start lacking and keep everything directly here in front of us.
I mean, after last weekend when we saw 100 points in the two games, we're sitting almost.
Unfortunately, by only one team per game.
Yeah, by one team, yeah. And now we're almost the whole quarter with 0 points. So this is weird.
1:19 to play here in our first quarter. No score. LaFranca and shotgun. Two wide receivers right. Snap, LaFranca, quick pass out to the left. That's dropped, and they will say it's an incomplete pass. Intended receiver was Cicillo, number 15.
Just kind of alligator armed it, dropped it on the ground there. It was forward pass, though, so, no harm, no foul, really. Second and 10.
I like what – that's a good play call, though.
Oh, yeah.
I like the play call.
Yeah.
Just didn't work. You dropped the ball. It's okay. So it is second down and 10 from the Whittemore 37-yard line. No score in our contest. And 1:15 to play in the first quarter. They're going to tighten it up a little bit. Still in shotgun. Now it's Tocho and Viner. They're going to go to that double running back set. Snap directly to Viner. Not a lot going on. Whittemore or Brethren doing a fantastic job up front right now. They're winning the battle at the line of scrimmage. Whittemore wants to power up the middle, right? They're only a gain of one.
Yeah, Brethren's a little bit bigger, I think, up front. I mean, they're not excessively bigger, but it does appear that they've got a little bigger bodies than the Whittemore up front right now. And they're winning. They're winning. They're not allowing the run to get any momentum. They're going down on first contact. And that's really why we're sitting here at zeros.
Should have one more play here in our first quarter. See what what formation they go to. So we'll be back to LaFranca, quarterback, two wide receivers right, one to the left, Viner back there with them. See if they can get him out in space a little bit. Snap, LaFranca looking to pass, firing over the middle, tipped and almost intercepted, but it will fall harmlessly to the dirt. Now it's fourth and 9, and another decision here for Whittemore Prescott.
Now I think Whittemore punts it again. When you're right here as the Bobcats, you're not going to really lose any position. But if you fail here, you're going to get the Bobcats in a really good position, so you have to punt here. I would think so.
I agree with you. You got to punt this football away. You're on your own 37-yard line. You're punting the football away. So we'll see what they decide to do. So Viner, yep, they're going to get right into the punt formation. LaFranca back there, ready to punt this one away. Brethren will put Mazaros back to return the punt. Nice high kick. Mazaros fields it at the 30. Untouched to the 35, to the 40, to the sideline, 45-50. And he'll power through, and now we've got a penalty flag behind the play at the 45-yard line. And now we'll see what the penalty flag is. It's probably not good for Brethren.
I don't know. I saw a block by Whittemore. We'll see what this call is. But a Whittemore defender player just absolutely laid out someone from a Bobcat. I don't know what this is going to be, though. We'll see.
Certainly some type of blindside block. It's just a matter of on
it's
two.
It's weird, though, because it's usually the other side, but the kicking team might actually have the blindside block, which is different
than you expect.
14 seconds remaining in our first quarter. Still getting a conversation from the officials, see what they decide to do here. Penalty flag was thrown back at the Brethren 46-yard line or so. Talking about what the penalty is, what the penalty might be. We'll let you know this game is brought to you in part by Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish and the Tyler Leslie Farm Bureau Insurance Agency in Talis City. They've not made a call, and I think they might be they picking it up. We're going with the play. We're going with the call here. Still having a conversation. Now it looks like we're going to get the call from our head official. Got a legal blindside block on Whittemore, just like you said, Brian. So it's a 15-yard penalty added to the end of the run.
Yeah, you don't ever see the kicking team blindside block, but that Cardinal definitely did what he did. I saw it. You can't hear me reacting, obviously, because of the way we're doing this, but it was pretty egregious.
So they'll mark off 15, and now we'll see what Brethren can do with this, as they will have easily the best field position either team has had tonight. They will start their drive at the Whittemore 29. 14 seconds to play in our first quarter. This might be our final play of the first quarter. Back into the shotgun are the Bobcats. Wojciechowski brings a man in motion. Snap, drop back to pass. A lot of pressure coming from the Cardinals. Fires over the middle. It's intercepted. Picked off by number 12. That's Branson Belleville. Belleville down the sideline and out of bounds. And so it is Whittemore Prescott ball.
These teams just want to play defense today. I mean, that was a great pressure. They do the misdirection, great pressure in his face. He still can get the ball. It's impressive he's getting the ball away. Just an impressive interception there by the Cardinals. And we're back in the 40s.
Branson Belleville returned it to the 39-yard line. And I think this is the third straight time I'm going to say probably our last play of the first quarter. Six seconds remaining. I'm not sure. So it'll be Viner and Tocio back there at quarterback. Snap goes directly to Viner. Viner looking for a crease and, again, not finding any up the gut. And a gain of two, that will end our first quarter. So no score at the end of one here on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ready to start our second quarter of action. It is no score here from Brethren. This game brought to you in part by Allwards Market of Hale, the Skidway Pharmacy, and Sherney's Candies of Whittemore. So it'll be second down and 9 for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. They have the ball in their own 42-yard line. No offense whatsoever there in that first quarter. We'll see if we can get some offense here in the second quarter. We have an official's timeout right away. Maybe a side issue. Oh, it's a problem with the chains. Got a problem with the chains.
Thank you, the
chain. Yeah, we don't have 10 yards. Now we've got 10. We had a missed spot at the 10 yards. Now we're good. I moved it back about a half yard. I think we're ready to go. Second down and 8. Official says we are ready to go. It is LaFranca in shotgun. Snap to him. Going to look to the left. Fire over the middle. Just out in front of an open receiver. That was Christian Tocio. And it is third down and 8.
You know, for the defensive clinic that we're seeing early on, I do like how both offenses have changed. They're not just staying in the same thing that's not working. They're adapting, trying to let something else work. It's not working right now yet, but I'm impressed at how they're developing, as the game goes on, not just being stagnant.
One big play is going to open up this game.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Both teams are still kind of feeling each other out. One team will break a big play, and both teams will relax and go, okay, now we're playing football. So we just got to get to that point. We'll see when it happens. It's third down and 8. Whittemore Prescott on their own 42-yard line. LaFranca by himself. Two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. Snap to LaFranca. Looking to fire deep. Fires deep right side and overthrew his receiver, Tocio. Only one guy really had a shot at that, and that was a Brethren Bobcat.
Yeah, he threw that a little hot. Actually, if he throws that under, it's closer to the receiver, and it's the first down. But he tried to go for the home run, and it wasn't right there.
That's fourth down and eight. And I think Whittemore Prescott might have to punt this one away again.
That's where we're at, guys, in between the 40s.
We are staying there. We're at the 42. We're staying there. No red zone trips yet. Both teams still trying to feel out some offense. Sam Viner yet to get going. I think you might think about going for it. You are far enough down the field, you'd at least think about it. They're in that same formation now, so this could be offense. This could be a punt. It's two wide receivers either side. LaFranca, snap. And he is going to, he wanted to fire it deep, then he pump faked, and now it's picked off on the sideline. Connor Wojciechowski makes a play at about midfield, and so it is a turnover for the Cardinals. Brethren will start on the Whittemore 48.
But honestly, the interception gives them worse field position.
Yeah, he should knock it down.
But, you know, hey, you're going to go for the pick. If you're the kid, you're going to go for the pick, let's be honest. But
also, though, if he could have kept his feet, there was nobody on the sideline in front of him.
Exactly.
He almost returned that for a pick six. Nobody was in front of him. Momentum just barely took him out of bounds.
I can't believe I'm getting excited for a defensive game. It's, after what we saw last weekend, though, I guess that makes sense.
It's my type of football right here. I formation behind Wojciechowski. Snap. Fumbled snap, and Wojciechowski is going to be ripped down by his jersey. And 55, you said, Adrian McDonald takes him down. Loss of three, and good job by Wojciechowski to realize that the play was dead and just try and take off and run, but pressure there by Whittemore Prescott almost immediately.
Yeah, this, like I said a couple times, the physicality of this game is impressive. It's definitely way different than last week.
11:15 to play here in our first half. Brad Allen, Brian Johnson here with you.
I'm going to take that back because Bill, Big Bill last week, he was physical.
Bill O'Neill was ready. I formation behind Wojciechowski. Snap. Turned up the middle. Viner, big hit. And falling forward to the original line of scrimmage was Mazaros. And it is third down. And they mark him actually short of the line of scrimmage, the original line of scrimmage. So gain of one, third and 11.
Hey, I'm loving it. These kids are playing good. They're playing hard.
Still have yet to kind of find one passing play that'll work.
Right.
Haven't found it.
They've been open. They just haven't been good passing.
We have not completed a pass.
Yeah.
We're getting there. I formation, no wide receiver. Snap. It's a pitch to the right side. Mazaros. He's trying to find a crease. Just has to get to the sideline. Spins off of one tackle, and he'll be taken down just ahead of the original line of scrimmage. It's fourth and nine.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the East West. I think their bread butter, at least early on, was North South. And when they go east west, they lose their strength. They don't, you know, they're bigger, so they want to run into you. And when you go east west, you don't have the same strength as you do when you're running at someone. So I don't know if I like that great. I mean, of course, you're going to change it up, but
so it's fourth and nine. See if Brethren punts it away, or if they'll go for it on the Whittemore 47. So they're lining up. No running backs. A quarterback. Four wide receivers. Snap. Wojciechowski going to just try and run. We do have a penalty flag down right away. He's taken down well short of the first down marker. Forward progress will get him to about the Whittemore Prescott 45. So we'll check the penalty, but it is going to be a turnover on downs if it is not on the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals.
Yeah, I didn't see. It didn't look like there was movement. Maybe offsides, but I didn't honestly see what it was. Okay, so it might be a procedure penalty, it seems like. Which would be picked up, obviously.
We're waving the flag. There is no flag. So the play will count, and it's first down with Whittemore Prescott. Another turnover on downs. Wild offensive game. Somebody might get past the 35-yard line eventually.
Is that how we're going to have to win it? Like, whoever gets closest to the pin, closest to the end zone?
That's how we're doing it. First and 10, Whittemore Prescott. They take over on their own 46. 9:28 to play here in our first half, and as you can figure out from that, no score. Now, I told you, one team's going to break one eventually.
I'm very intrigued when we get to halftime what the stats are going to be, and luckily we have Whittemore's statistician, because I think it's going to be really low. It's going to be a very low stats today.
So it'll be Viner, and Thomas Saunders in the backfield. No wide receivers for Whittemore Prescott. Snap. Viner trying to find a crease to the outside. Cuts back in and able to pick up 6 yards. It'll be second down and 4.
Yeah, that's the best offensive play we've seen in probably 10 minutes. So, you take 5 yards on first down every time.
I would like to see them do that more. If eventually they want to get to where they're running up the middle, I think you got to open up the outside a little bit.
What?
So maybe keep on trying to work the edges until you can find a crease up the middle where the big play will be.
Yeah, exactly.
Second down and five, just across midfield are the Cardinals. 8:50 to play here in our first half. Liner fumbles the snap, just dives on it. This will be a loss of 7. It'll be 3rd and 12.
All that positivity just went away. So we're back in 3rd and long, where we've lived the whole game so far.
3rd and 11.
Just about our entire game. That's where we lived, is 3rd and long. They should just start in 3rd and long. But honestly, I give credit to the defenses. These two teams that had success, Whittemore had tons of success on offense last week. I'm sure running these exact same plays, but some credit to the Brethren defensive line, credit to the Whittemore defensive line, able to make some plays right now. Both teams are getting a lot of pressure in the backfield right off the jump.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Brethren let 40 in y'all last week, and right now they doesn't look like a team that's going to let 40 on you, that's for sure.
So it is 3rd down and 12. LaFranca back in at quarterback. Snap. Roll out right, a lot of pressure in space, fire over the middle, and incomplete, looking for Saunders. And so it'll be 4th down and 11, and this looks like another punting situation for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals.
Yeah, Saunders catches that. The defender kind of fell down. He's running for the first down, and I think he gets it if he doesn't drop that ball. Just no one seems comfortable right now in the routes. They really don't.
Neither quarterback right now. Yes, he's supremely comfortable. You have not all. They're constantly moving their feet when they're back. There's a lot of pressure. That's why.
Yeah.
So Whittemore will punt this football away again. LaFranca gets a line drive punt off. It'll be fielded at the 25, breaking tackles and taken down about the 37-yard line. Is Mazaros. That is where Brethren will take over. Back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your power station for sports. Play out of the after the punt is a hard count and a jump off sides by Whittemore Prescott. So we'll set up 1st down and 5 for Brethren, which that's fantastic. That's a great idea for Brethren, knowing that they've been struggling on offense. Instead of trying to get 10 yards, let's try to get 5.
Yeah, that was an absolutely smart. If they're going to be aggressive, try to use it against them, and it worked that time.
1st down and 5. I formation behind Wojciechowski. Snap, turn. Trying to find a crease and really maybe finding a yard, maybe half a yard is Mazaros. It'll be 2nd down and 5.
Yeah, and that's exactly why they did the hard count on 1st down. There is when they ran the play, they only could get a yard. Both these defenses are swarming, and they're being very efficient with their tackling.
7:25 to play here in our first half. No score. 8-player football game here between Whittemore Prescott and Brethren. I formation again for Brethren. Wojciechowski under center. Snap. Going to be a quarterback run out to the left. The boot. Able to find the edge. He's got a 1st down. He takes a big hit just across the marker, just short of the 50. But it is a 1st down for Brethren.
That was a very good play. He shot out of the backfield. I don't think I've seen speed from the Bobcats like that all game. And I like that. They probably should do that more often.
Get to the outside. If you want, if your ultimate goal is run up the middle, got to get to the outside first. So it's 1st and 10, just short of the 50, just under 7 minutes to play here in our first half. Brian Allen, Brian Johnson here with you on WKJC. We'll go back to quarterback under center, but instead of I formations, there's two split backs behind him. Snap, it's going to be give. Again, to number 2, Mazaros, and tried to work off the left tackle and maybe got back to the line of scrimmage.
It's just swarming defense. Both teams are tackling so well. Props to both coaches getting these teams ready after letting, you know, especially Brethren, after giving up 40 points. This is a very impressive defense. And Whittemore, too, they're playing very good.
Second down and 11 here for the Brethren Bobcats. 6 minutes to play in our first half, so we've played 18 minutes. No one has really gotten quite close to the end zone yet. Second 11, I formation behind Wojciechowski. Snap, turn, give to the deep man through. Tries to cut back inside. This is a good gain of about 8 yards for Mazaros. It got taken down at the Whittemore 45-yard line. That will set up third down and 3.
Yeah, the offensive line there was able to get the crease open for him, and he kind of was low to the ground, low center of gravity, so they really couldn't tackle, and that was a good run there.
Opens up the playbook a little bit, too, for Brethren. If they would want to throw it here, they can, because it would be fourth and short on an incomplete pass. It kind of opens up their options.
Yeah, I would like, if they have a play-action pass they like, I would love to see that right now.
Back to the I formation, third down and 3 for the Bobcats. Snap, turn, and a quarterback keeper, and he'll be just short of that first down marker. Taken down at the Whittemore 44, and they got to get to the about the 42.5. So I'll say it is a 4th and 1.5. We'll say, yeah, 4th and 2.
Yeah, I say you just give it to the big boy and run forward. I think you can get the yards there just with how big he is.
Yeah, we'll see if Mazaros is the option here. Ball again on the Whittemore 43. They're going to line up in that I formation. See if maybe they go hard count here too. Snap, fumbled snap, met, and fighting ahead is Wojciechowski, and I think he's going to have the first down as he just continued to churn his legs. He'll be taken down at the Whittemore 41, 1st and 10, Brethren.
Yeah, he stopped before the sticks with that first effort, but great second effort and probably third effort, honestly, to get that first down yardage, because after dropping the ball, a lot of times you'll see them just drop on it, but he was smart to keep churning and get the first down.
4:21 remaining in our first half. First and 10 for the Brethren Bobcats. Ever since they switched to I formation, offense has been a little bit better than when they were running out of the spread. A little bit better blocking up front. They again go I formation. Snap, pitch left side, Mazaros. Has a bit of a corner. Gets tripped up, but able to fall ahead for a gain of almost 8 yards inside the Whittemore 35-yard line.
Yeah, I like that. After all the movement in the middle, all the pressure in the middle, like you had said, it opens up the outside, and he got the yardage there. He didn't really even get contact until after 5 yards out. But we're finally getting to the red zone, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. We're pretty far away from the red zone still. Got 13 yards until we get there, so that's a long way to go. Long way to go in this game. I see a bell over there that Brethren wants to ring. I formation again, second down and 3. Snap. Turn, Mazaros cuts back, looking for a crease. Nothing develops, and he will be taken down right where Brethren started that play, and then 2nd and 3 becomes 3rd and 3.
Yeah, that was just too much dancing. He got the ball, and he was trying to cut, trying to figure out where to go. Unfortunately for him, he got tackled there. You just, at that point, you just lower your boom and go. Try to get whatever you can. You don't want to dance in the backfield.
So he's 3rd down and 3. And snap, give left side, Mazaros got the first down, got the corner, finally pushed out of bounds inside the 25-yard line.
Yeah, it seems like when they're in the I formation, the pitch to the outside, because Whittemore is waiting to read if they're going inside or not, it's giving him enough time on the outside to get good yardage. I like the pitch from the I formation, at least right now. Let's see if the Cardinals can react to it and try to stop it.
2:42 remaining. Snap, turn, Mazaros, met in the backfield. He'll go down right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, but exactly right there. You try to go inside after burning on the outside, but good contained there by the Cardinals, getting a tackle for loss.
So we'll have 2.5 minutes to play until halftime. Stay tuned at halftime for our Northern Power Sports Halftime Show. Have This Week in High School Sports. Plus, we'll be back to fill you in on all the first half stats. See if we can get a score late in the first half here. No score. Pushing halftime. 2 minutes to go. This game's flying by. We started an hour earlier. Snap. Pitch right side, Mazaros. Mazaros looking for a hole. Nothing there. There's a penalty flag coming. Back where the ball was snapped. We'll see what the penalty is because it was a Brethren Bobcat. It was on the ground. and it looks like it's going on, brethren. It was a loss of one. Do you take 3rd and 11 or 2nd and 20 here? I think you take 2nd and 20.
Oh, definitely looks like brethren's walking back far. So it definitely appears that they have they realize that that's what the penalty is. And I think, you take 20 and long, I think that, or two and long, excuse me, not 20 and long. Yeah, I think you take this, and that's what's going to happen, is they're going to take the penalty, make them stretch it even longer.
Probably the smartest thing to do. And the clock stopped at 1:59. Now they'll run it. So the ball is sitting at the Whittemore, the nose of the football is on the 35-yard line. They've got to get up to the 15. So it is 2nd and 20. I formation behind Wojciechowski. Snap. Going to look to fire. He'll be taken down back at the 44-yard line. And 2nd and 20 will become almost 3rd and 30.
That was great pressure. Jack Mazaros there, he was trying to figure out who to block, and he unfortunately picked the wrong guy because the guy ended up sacking the quarterback, just walked past him on the other side of him. Great pressure there by the Cardinals, and now it's 3rd and very long after the penalty.
1:15 to play, which means we're looking ever farther away from our first score of the half.
So interesting here is I don't think anyone has used a timeout yet. Or actually, okay, it looks like, but we're at a minute left.
Whittemore used one before a fourth down, before a timeout, before a punt, but that is it. Neither, I think both teams are happy to get to halftime right now. Snap, drop back to pass. Wojciechowski's got a lot of room to run on the left side. He will, he able to evade a tackler. He'll be taken down, and that ball pop out. He looks like he dove back on top. So they got inside the 30, so it's 4th down. And they will run the clock now that they know it was recovered by brethren. So 4th and 13 or so, this they're not going to call a timeout. 4th and 13.
This is very interesting clock management. Both teams are just content to go into halftime. Like you said, very interesting.
I don't blame them, to be honest.
No.
If you have Whittemore, what are you going to do with 65 yards and 30 seconds?
Right, Whittemore, yeah. But brethren, I felt like could. Well, I guess with all the penalties.
Last play here. Right. This is pretty much the last chance. Snap on 4th and 14. Back to pass. Pressure in the face of Wojciechowski. Spins off of a defender. Now he's just going to take off and run and able to get right up towards the sticks, but it won't be enough. And that should end our first half as the clock runs to halftime. We've played 24 minutes. We have no score here on WKJC, your power station for sports. We are ready to start our second half of action. Again, no score here on 104.7 WKJC between the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals and the Brethren Bombcats. Game is brought to you in part by the Arisa Tech Center of Tawa City, the Bear Store of Hale, and Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan. Again, no score. Whittemore will kick this one away. Brethren came semi-close a couple of times to punching the ball in the end zone. They had one trip near the red zone. That's about as close as we've gotten. Ready to boot it away. It's just a little onside pooch up top. Fielded by brethren and taken down right at midfield was number 8, Chase Young. See what brethren can do here on their opening possession of the second half. I really don't know what the coaches said to their teams. I mean, the defenses are playing well. The offenses are still trying to get to work out. I'm not sure what they could have said to their teams here.
Yeah, and it's exactly what you said. The defenses are playing lights out, so defensively just keep us up. Offensively, we got one play. Like you said, one play, and this blows open.
I formation here for brethren to start. Snap. It's going to be a turn. Nice give off the right side. Breaking a couple of tackles into the second level of Mazaros. Mazaros breaks another and taken down finally at the Whittemore 19-yard line.
And as we say, one play, a big gain there by the Bobcats. Now, obviously, we know from what we've seen, it doesn't matter. You're not in the end zone yet, so you still got work to do. Hey, that's a start.
That is a start. A nice, at least Brethren comes out fired up on offense for their first play. Mazzaros, his biggest run of the day, no doubt about that. 21 yards getting down to the 19. First and 10, I formation, snap, and we have a penalty flag thrown offsides on Whittemore Prescott. Somebody lined up in the neutral zone, and first and 10 will become first and 5.
Yeah, you can't have that. I mean, you have a great play and then a procedure penalty.
Offsides.
Oh.
On Whittemore.
Yeah. Yeah. Offsides. Yeah. First and 5.
So now Brethren will start at the 15-yard line with first down. I formation. Behind Wojciechowski. Snap. Pitch left side. Mazzaros cuts it back in. Now back out. Gets to the 11 and ball popped out after he hit the ground. So it's going to be right at the stick. They might be a half yard short of a first down. They are. So it's second down and about a yard.
And you want, this is kind of what you want for Brethren, because you can get that 1 yard, then you get four more tries. So right now you're looking at seven tries to go 11 yards. Excuse me.
It's a great spot for an offense, especially in a low-scoring game like this one. Snap. Hand off Mazzaros up the gut, and he will fall across the 10 for a first down. And so it'll be first and goal for the Brethren Bobcats at the 9.
And I would like to see maybe now you went inside. Do they have a screen play? Do they have a quick slant? Something to open up the edges of the offense? Because in 8-man football especially, the edges are where games are usually won.
See what they go to. They've run out of that I formation from about their second drive on. They've run out of that I formation. We'll see if they stick with that. They do. It's going to be a pitch right side, Mazzaros. Met in the backfield, going down, back at about the 12-yard line, number one, Thomas Saunders.
Yeah, that was a beautiful tackle by Thomas Saunders. He jets in the backfield, goes right after his leg so he can't get any momentum going forward. That's probably the worst thing you'd think if you're a Bobcat and the best thing for a Cardinal.
This is usually about a spot where a pass can happen. You see if he can flip one over the top, maybe find a tight end who leaks into the end zone. They're going to go back to the spread formation now. Two wide receivers right, a tight end left, running back there with Wojciechowski, man in motion, snap, and it is a give to the motion man, Young. Young will get across the 10, taken down at about the 7-yard line, third and goal.
Yeah, they're at, both defenses are making the offense work for every single inch. I mean, like we said, seven tries to get in the end zone. We've got two left.
9:30 remaining in our third quarter of action. We just barely crossing over 7 o'clock. I'll get us home at a more reasonable hour.
Right. 11 instead of midnight.
3-hour drive back across the state. Back to the spread formation on third and goal. Two wide receivers left. None to the right. A tight end right. Young in motion. Snap. Wojciechowski is going to keep it and try and go up the gut. Nothing there. He's going to lose a yard. Fourth and goal from the 9. Do you have a field goal kicker?
Honestly, if you do, do it, because I mean that might be the only points of the game. I mean, this is close. I mean, I don't know.
3-0's best you can go with, but I guarantee they don't have one, and it will be fourth and goal from the 9. I think I've seen Gladwin kick field goals in my broadcasting career, and that's almost about it. Everybody else is going to just go for it on fourth and goal. No. I've never seen an 8-man team kick anything.
I was going to say, whoa.
Two wide receivers left. They bring Young in motion. Snap. Roll out to the right. Fire back across the middle. Tipped and incomplete. That was knocked up in the air by Christian Tocho. And number 15 for Brethren, Levi Morrison, had a chance at it. He was in the end zone. Almost was able to come forward and get it. Would have had to probably lunge for the 2 or 3. I'm not sure he would have gotten in, but could have at least made the catch.
Yeah, every pass, it seems like it's been almost there, but just a little off. But another turnover on downs. But hey, it's great field position. If you're the defense, if you can cause a turnover or something, see if the Bobcats can respond here after their turnover on downs.
We've seen Brethren now have a big play. Can Whittemore Prescott get one on offense? LaFranca in shotgun. Two wide receivers left. He has Viner with him. Hard count, snap. LaFranca just going to take it. Try and find a hole up the gut. And good job closing the hole by Kenyon Brown, number 10. Really good job by him. Able to cut it down to only a two-yard gain because it looked like LaFranca had a creep.
Yeah, if he breaks that tackle, he's definitely got the first down and some daylight in front of him. But great tackle there by the Bobcats.
Under 8 minutes to play in our third quarter. No score here on WKJC. Our game is brought to you in part by Bernard Building Center of All Gray, Sheboygan, Hale, and Hillman, Stony Acres Electric of Whittemore, The Hair Depot of Prescott, and D.E. Green, Family Chiropractic of Skidway Lake. Second down and nine here for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Battling eight-player football. Two wide receivers right, one left. A running back there with LaFranca. They bring a man in motion, snap. It's going to be give up the gut, cut down again by... Jack Mazars, who tripped him up with the legs right at the line of scrimmage, third and nine.
Yeah, it's nice to see the physicality has not gone, it has not waned halfway through, over halfway through the game. Both these defenses are tackling tough.
Whittemore going to have to find 9 yards here, because I don't even think if it's fourth and one, you're not punting this football away. So they have to find a first down on this play. Whatever their best play is, go to it now. Because if not, you're punting from your own end zone. LaFranca has got two wide receivers on either side of him. Brethren playing no down lineman, snap. Quick pass right side. It's caught by Tocho. He cuts back towards the line of scrimmage, and a five-yard gain becomes a one-yard gain as he tried to cut back, and this will be a punt for Whittemore. Prescott taken down to the 13-yard line.
I like the play call. You're trying to get space there. You would kind of want the other receiver to block a little bit, get a little forward, but just great tackling like all game.
Yeah, great play call. I got no problem. It's different. They're trying something. That's all you can do. If something's not working, go to something else. I'm on board.
Right. As long as you're not, if it's not succeeding, but you're trying something else, that's fine. It's when it's the same thing over and over and over again is when it gets stale.
Not a great pump by LaFranca. It'll bounce at the 30-yard line and take a breather and bounce. Whittemore's got to touch that ball. There it is. And they'll down it at the 25-yard line. And so Brethren takes over in fantastic field position here. And they're not going to, one side judge is moving the ball back to where it landed on the 29. Instead of, they're going to say it hit in the arm of a Whittemore player. Hit the arm of a Whittemore player on its way down. Okay. I did not see that either, but so it's first and 10 back at the 29 now for Brethren.
It's still great field position.
Now they're, okay. He got talked out of it. He got talked, it's the 20. This is the correct call. They moved it up to the 25-yard line. First and 10 here for Brethren. Snap. Pitch left side. Mazzaro's trying to find a crease. Hit at the line of scrimmage, going down. And back to the 25, second down and 10.
I love attacking the edges like that, but just this defense, both defenses are just not allowing anything. This is so night and day from last weekend. It's wild.
We've seen attacking the edges not work. We've seen running up the middle not work.
I don't think a pass is incomplete, correct? Or no, just the first one, the one we just saw. That's the only pass that's incomplete on both sides, I think, right?
There has been a couple of interceptions. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, other than that, no. I don't think we've seen a completed pass. In shotgun now is Wojciechowski. Man in motion. Snap. Quarterback power. Now he tries to bounce it outside. He's got a crease to the corner. To the five. Touchdown. Wojciechowski. Touchdown, Brethren. 5:10 remaining in the third. We finally break our scoreless game. It's 6-0, Brethren. Beautiful run. I think it was designed to go up the middle. But really good job by Wojciechowski seeing the edge and finding the sideline for a touchdown.
Yeah, that was the best speed we've seen so far from both teams. He just got the edge, and they could not get him. I like his speed on the edge. I think that's the identity of winning this battle. And so far, 6-0.
Now they'll line up and go for two. Again, 6-0, 5:10 remaining here in our third quarter. They'll go I formation. Mazzaro's that deep back. Snap. Gave it to Mazzaro's right up the gut, and he will not make it there. So with 5:10 remaining in our third quarter, 6-0, Brethren, on WKJC, your power station for sports.
We finally have a score. 6-0, brethren. Here, 5-10 remaining in our third quarter. I did have one score update from the first half. Ben Murphy sent me Augre Sims playing up at Charlton Heston today. And at one point, 54-0 Augre with 9 minutes to play in the first half. So they will go on to a victory. Kickoff is booted out of bounds here. And so Whittemore, if they want, can start at the 35-yard line. They can make him kick it again, see what they decide to do.
And that really makes you think about Roger City, who only won 30-6, right? Because after Roger City last year, obviously, was very good. And if they only beat Heston by that much, and that's going to be interesting to see what the Roger City is this year.
Yeah, we'll see what Posen does with them. And you'll be able to check out all those scores with the high school football scoreboard at WKJC.com. You got to give me 2.5 hours after this game ends to drive back across the state and start working on it. But I promise you, I will get going on it tonight. So if you check in at 11, midnight, something like that, you'll see a few scores up there. If you want to just wait till tomorrow morning, I'll have them all up there by tomorrow morning, I promise. You can go check that out. WKJC.com, high school football scoreboard, brought to you by Coletta Air of Skoda and by H&R Block of Maya. First and 10 here for Whittemore Prescott on their own 35-yard line. LaFranca in shotgun, two wide receivers left, one right. Snap, quick pass out to Viner, tipped in, it is intercepted. A foot race by Mazaros to the 10, to the 5, pick 6. A ball that was tipped off of a helmet. Mazaros, right place, right time, and he has a 35-yard interception return for a touchdown. 12-0, Whittemore. 12-0, brethren. So that makes it 12-0, 5 minutes to play here. It's like that, a barn burner's broken in. So the brethren will go for two again.
Yeah, this game has just turned on its head. We had a defensive battle, and now we're sitting at maybe a 14-0 goal score here. Whittemore's got to do something now.
Whittemore's going to find something out and find something out quick. The way offense is gone, there's not going to be a ton of possessions left in this game. I formation for the two-point conversion, snap, quarterback run, and not going to get there is the quarterback, Wojciechowski. We'll keep it right here through the break, and I'll break the fourth wall on it. It is tough to know when I'm coming back from break, when I'm just going down the cell phone. We've done everything we need to do broadcasting-wise, so I may as well just keep it right here. So thank you, Nick James, back at the radio station, keeping it sounding good today. Doing the best he can. Yeah, doing the best. Pretty much just waiting for me to try and figure out problems, but unable to figure out any of our issues today. We don't encourage you to tune into our sister station, Hits FM, but on there is Michigan State taking on Central Michigan. My Central Michigan Chippewas. Brian, yours too.
Fire up.
Both Central Michigan grads here. Close enough. For anybody who's interested in that game, no score. CMU has the ball, 10-13 to play in the first quarter. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter here over in Brethren. Whittemore Prescott taking on the Brethren Bobcats. Brethren trying to get that ball up on the tee. Now they do. Got a lot of wind here. Still wind, so that shouldn't be a problem. Number 10, Kenyon Brown will boot it away. It's an onside kick off the legs of a Whittemore player, and I think he dove back on it. Yes, he did. Number 80, who is unnumbered in our press program here, dives on it.
A spicy decision there by Brethren, getting the momentum here, trying to keep it away from the Cardinals, not allow them to come back. I like the aggressiveness.
Yeah, I like it too, because The positive is you recover the football and you have the ball again. The negative is Whittemore starts near the 50, which they haven't put together enough offense. You trust your defense here. I like the call.
Yeah, that was a great play call by Coach Gabe Wise there. I like it. Let's see if the Whittemore, though, can come back and momentum switch this back.
LaFranca in shotgun. Snap to him. Pass out. Number one, Saunders gets it on a wide receiver screen. Able to jump ahead across midfield. gain of about 3. And so it'll be 2nd down 7.
And I like that play call. We kind of alluded it to earlier. Get the ball on the edge. That was a quick screen. Just another great defensive stop by the Brethren Bobcats.
4:25 to play here in our third quarter. 12-0 Brethren. They scored on a quarterback run and then just got a pick 6. Whittemore Prescott, empty set. Fire over the middle. It's caught by Tocher. No, that ball popped out. Incomplete. Good hit by number 15 of Brethren. That's Levi Morrison breaking up that play.
Yeah, and the Bobcats are fired off. They're ready. They're feeling themselves right now. The crowd is feeling it. The cheerleaders are getting everyone hyped. The momentum is full tilt into the Bobcats' favor.
Whittemore needs one big play. See if they can get Sam Viner out in space. They're going to need to get him. That's the guy you want to have the football. They can get him out in space. Might be able to finally break this drought. Have not been able to throw the ball that well. But I understand what Coach Murphy's doing here. That
oh, yeah.
You've got to try something. They're trying anything they can to get some offense going. They're going to go 3 wide receivers, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Viner is in there with LaFranca. Snap to LaFranca. Looking deep. Pressure in his face. He'll be taken down. Garrett Mobley gets into the backfield. LaFranca is taken down at the 42-yard line.
And a great job there not grabbing the face mask. He hit him. He grabbed him high, but he grabbed the collar and threw him down by his shirt. That is completely legal. You don't want to hit that face mask and give him a first down. But great defense there by the Bobcats.
No, it looked worse than what it was because he did grab him up near the chest. But, no, completely legal tackle there by Brethren. Coach Murphy didn't have a great angle on it, and he is kind of arguing with the officials. But, no, that was the correct call to not throw a flag there.
Yeah, the ref was right there. I was staring at him to see if he was going to throw it. Didn't look for his flag at all. Good eye.
So Whittemore will probably have to punt this one away again with 3:20 and counting remaining in our third quarter. Mazzaros back to field the punt. Snap. There's the punt by LaFranca. Mazzaros catches it on the run at the 28 to the sideline to the 40. Cuts back inside at midfield. Breaks a tackle. Now he's on the Whittemore side of the field to about the 40-yard line of Whittemore. Prescott, a great return by Jack Mazzaros.
He was a half shoe length from going the way. He was so close to busting it out. Just stepped out of bounds at the 30-yard line. But this Bobcat sideline is bopping.
If this was a 11-player with football field, he's gone. Ball will be placed at the 37-yard line of Whittemore Prescott. And a short field for Brethren leading by 12 with 3:05 to play in our third quarter. I formation, turn, pitch to Mazzaros, looking for a crease. Cuts back inside to be taken down right at the line of scrimmage. Nothing there. Good job by the Whittemore defense to string it out.
Yeah, nice tackle there. I thought he might have been able to punch it out there on the tackle, but nice ball security by the running back.
2:47 to play here in our third quarter. 12-0 Brethren. They did give him about a yard to the 35-yard line. Brethren, one score away here from, I don't want to say putting it away, but essentially putting it away.
Cardinals offense hasn't shown the ability right now to score 3 times in 9 innings.
So they go into the shotgun, 2 wide receivers right. They bring a man in motion. Snap, give to the motion man, Chase Young. Met in the backfield. He's just going to be dragged down by his jersey. Back at the 38-yard line. It's a loss of about 5. It'll be 3rd down.
Yeah, great defense there. Tackling them very well. Make sure defense not giving up. They know they've let some scores in. Well, they let one score in, but I like the fight there by the Cardinals still.
That's a couple times that Whittemore has dragged someone down just by pulling on a jersey. Brethren going to have to invest in some jerseys that rip.
Some pair of breakaway pants.
Yeah, something to break away.
2000s.
1:40 and counting here in our third quarter. Brethren now 3rd down and a long 12. I formation inside the Whittemore Prescott 40. Snap, pitch right side. Mazzaros, and it hit the pitch man. It's a throw back to Wojciechowski. Completely legal. I'm not sure that was the called play. Sure, he pitched it backwards. That's a fairly legal play.
That's a big brain play. If he completes that pass, that's clutch. But very good, smart decision making there. Fourth and 12. I think you punt it here. You're up two scores. All the momentum's in your favor. But we'll see what happens.
See if they go for it. Would give Whittemore still a pretty long field. Ball on the Whittemore 38. It is fourth and 12, though. See if they punt. It does look like they're in punt formation. Whittemore does not send a man back to return the punt. So they're not quite believing it's a punt. There is a punt. Good punt. It'll bounce at the 5. Running down to get it and touch it is number 10, Kenyon Brown. Whittemore Prescott will start at their own 4-yard line. And with 13:09 remaining in this game, 13 minutes, 9 seconds, 1:09 remaining in the third, Whittemore has to score on this drive. I think they have to score on this drive because it's not like, unless they get one big play, but if they're going to put a drive together, it's going to take 5-6 minutes. I think they've got to end this drive with a touchdown.
Yeah, outside of a big play, obviously, that would change things. But you're starting on the 4-yard line. This is a tall tale. They haven't been able to score from the 50-yard line, let alone the 4. We'll see if they can have a big hit in here.
See what they got. LaFranc is going to be by himself in shotgun. This just screams with 3 right wide receivers right, quarterback pass, or quarterback run, I mean. They bring a man in motion, Viner, and it will be a pass to the left. Viner will block on the wide receiver screen, but there are just too many blue jerseys for Viner to block, a pickup of only a couple second down.
And I love the play call. It's a moving screen. It's a screen. You're getting a blocker up front, but just great discipline by Brethren. As all game.
See if we have one more play here in the third quarter. Second down and 7. Ball placed on the Brethren 7. Whittemore taking their time in the huddle. They get the play call in from Coach Joe Murphy. 30 seconds and counting in the quarter. LaFranca again will be by himself. Gets Viner set to his left. Saunders to his left. 2 wide receivers to his right as well. Snap. Roll out right for LaFranca. Looking, now he'll just take off and run to the 10 out of bounds at about the 12-yard line. So it'll be third down and a couple with 15 seconds remaining in the third quarter. I appreciate the business decision of not getting hit. There's a lot of room there. He could have cut up field and gotten 5-6 more yards.
Yeah, he definitely had some more room to run, but that defender was barreling down on him. I understand why he goes out of bounds. But third and 2, you know you're going for it on fourth down. I don't hate it.
You've got to depend on Sam Viner here. Sam Viner's the guy who you depended on all of last year to score points for you. He has not had a lot going on in this game. He has got to get this football and make a play for you right here. It is Saunders and Viner in the backfield. No wide receivers. They're going to go bunch set. Snap. Viner right side looking for a crease. Fighting ahead to the 15-yard line and a first down. That should be the final play of our first quarter. With 8 seconds remaining in our first quarter. So once they get these chains set, they should run that clock. And the man in the white hat waves it. Whittemore is nowhere near the line. So that will end our third quarter of play. We'll take one more break here for you at the end of 3. It is Brethren 12, Whittemore nothing on WKJC, your power station for sports.
It's not going to do anything.
12-0 Brethren at the start of our fourth quarter. Whittemore Prescott has the ball on their own 15-yard line. 12 minutes to try and make up a 2-score deficit. LaFranca in shotgun, Viner next to him, 2 wide receivers right, 1 left. Snap, LaFranca, quarterback run to the right. Now he's going to turn around and reverse field, and that's a bad decision. He just got walloped back at about the 8-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to make something happen out of nothing, but this defense is staying disciplined, tackling hard. You feel for him, he's trying, but just nothing going.
you give them forward progress to the 10-yard line. So it is second down and 15. And clock is running. Whittemore, I know that there is still 11 and a half minutes left, but these are long huddles from Whittemore Prescott. 11:15 and counting on the clock. They're not going to be too long until that back judge's hand goes up for the 10-second on the play clock. There is 10 seconds. They haven't even broken the huddle yet. They've got to get going here. They've got to run a play. 5 seconds. 3 seconds. Snap. Ball on the ground. LaFranca just going to fall on it back at about the 2-yard line. Third and 23.
Yeah, that's worst case scenario. And it's kind of what you wanted if you're a Bobcat, because you punted them deep. You got them on the 4. And this is exactly what you wanted to see. Third and long, very long. Everything is a Bobcat right now.
And sadly, even though it's a 2-score game, you're this far back, it is not 4-down territory unless you pick up. I mean, you've got to get ahead of the original line of scrimmage here.
20?
Yeah.
Get to the 20?
You can get to the 20. Yeah, and get yourself in 4th and 5. I think you have a chance to go for it. But as of right now, that is it. So whatever your best trick play is, now might be the time to use it. LaFranc has got Viner with him, two wide receivers right. Back to pass, looking, fires short right and almost intercepted. He was looking for number 3, Eli Murphy.
Eli Murphy broken up by Levi Morrison.
But it's 4th down, and you got no choice but to punt it away.
Yeah, you punt this ball. It's not over yet. Punt it away. Hopefully your defense can do something.
So we'll bring on the punting unit. And back to return is Mazaros. Had a nice day. Pick 6. Some good rushing yards. Good punt return on his last one. So he's having a nice day. 10:06 to play in our 4th quarter. 12-0 Brethren. Snap over the head of the punter. That's a safety, and it's 14-0. Not ideal for Whittemore Prescott. Doesn't really change a whole lot, to be honest with you. 12-0 and 14-0 are not that different when it comes to still a 2-score game. If they want to win the game, they'd still have to score at least 14 points anyway. So they were going to have to score 14 when they were down 12-0. So really not that big of a deal. It clears out some room maybe for them to get a better kickoff.
Yeah, and I can see the frustration going on in the Cardinals sideline. Coach needs to rail them in. They're losing themselves, unfortunately, right now, it appears. So hopefully Coach Murphy can get these guys huddled in, get them focused. This game is not over. I mean, the Bobcats scored 2 touchdowns in 9 seconds. Theoretically, you can still do the same thing. There's 10 minutes left in this game. Don't lose hope. Don't freak out. Just focus.
Think to what you're doing. I mean, you can only come in. You drove all this way. You might as well finish the game.
Exactly.
10:06 to play here in our 4th quarter. A little more, see what they can do. They'll kick it off from the 20-yard line. So we'll see what Whittemore decides to do on defense. What Brethren decides to do on offense. They can't really onside kick it here. You got to boot it deep. It's a free kick. It is a line drive off of the up man. He'll recover it at the Whittemore 36-yard line, and that is where Brethren will take over. 14-0, Brethren. And they want to score here, but they would also love to see a lot of this clock fall off too.
Yeah, and the entire first half, it was just run, clock run. And now at this point, you're up 2 scores. Do the same thing. Worst case scenario, you eat 4 minutes, 5 minutes off the clock, and then you're still sitting pretty because the offense for the Cardinals can't do anything.
So they will huddle up. Again, ball at the 35-yard line. 10:04 to play, 14-0, Brethren. They'll line up in the shotgun. Two wide receivers left, running back right. Man in motion, snap. Going to be a give up the gut, breaking a couple of tackles. Still fighting ahead is Mazaros, finally taken down at the 25-yard line. That should be enough for a first down right at the stick. And they will indeed move the sticks. So 1st and 10 for the Brethren Bobcats.
This nice little strong run there. Good blocking up front. Mazaro is very hard to take down. He's a big boy. Great first play there.
9:40 and counting in our fourth quarter. Brethren, 14-0 over top of Whittemore Prescott. Now they're going to line up with quarterback Wojciechowski under center. Nope, now he'll back up to shotgun. Two wide receivers left. Man in motion is Young. They give it to Young. Young not going to find a long crease on the right side, but able to carry a Whittemore Prescott Cardinal to the 21 and pick up a 4, second down and 6.
Yeah, those kinds of runs are what's going to end the game. Oh, injury timeout, I think. But, yeah, those types of runs are going to be the one thing that end the game. Keep it in bounds. Keep the clock running 4 or 5 yards at a time. That's the recipe for victory right there.
There is a Brethren Bobcat who is injured on the play. See, can't see who it is, but we'll take a break and we'll check in on the situation when we come back right after this on WKJC, your power station for sports. Looks like just a cramp for Chase Young, able to walk off the field. So with they run the clock, 8:55 and counting here for the Brethren Bobcats. They have the ball, second down and 7 on the Whittemore 22-yard line. Wojciechowski in shotgun. Running back next to him is Mazzaros. Two wide receivers left. Resetting the formation. They want to shift everything to the right, and they're not going to have time. There's delay of game. And so Brethren decides to save the timeout. They'll take the 5-yard penalty instead as they had a tough time getting set up there.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, it's not, that really doesn't matter much in the grand scheme of things. Honestly, at this point, you're just milking the clock. You know, you want to make sure you get a playoff, especially after an injury timeout like that, but it's not too big of a deal.
Clock does stop on the penalty. They'll huddle up. Now it is second down and 11 from the Whittemore 26. Got to get to the Whittemore 15. Again, trying to shift the formation where they want it. Two wide receivers left, running back there with Wojciechowski. It's Mazzaros. He's in shotgun. Now they bring a man in motion. Snap. Give to the motion, man. That's number 12, who dangerously reaches for the line of scrimmage and lost a yard. That was number 12, John Card, third and 12.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. That's just exposing yourself to a hit, which he got hit by Sam Viner. So, the young sophomore might not want to do that. You know, it's not really, you know, what's the difference between the 6 inches back and the 1 yard there at the line of scrimmage? Don't expose yourself to injury there, I don't think.
Don't expose yourself to a fumble. That's the bigger deal. I formation on 3rd and 12. Snap. Handoff. Mazzaros bouncing it outside. Bouncing it outside again. Fighting over a Whittemore defender and able to get down inside the 15-yard line. It'll be 4th down and about 2. Here for the Brethren Bobcats, Whittemore. If you have any chance, Whittemore needs this stop right here, right now.
Yeah, we're getting under. This play probably won't be caused until under 7 minutes, you would think, or around there. But at this point, you need this stop. You're absolutely right. You stop them here, you got 2 drives left. You don't, it's probably GG's.
7 minutes and 15 seconds and counting remaining here in our fourth quarter. 14-0, Brethren. I formation behind Wojciechowski. Is Chase Young, then Mazzaros. Snap, give Mazzaros. Looking, Matt stacked up, going nowhere. Whittemore ball on their own 17-yard line. With 7 minutes remaining, Whittemore still with all 3 timeouts. They got to go now. I mean, nothing has worked for them today. They have easily under 200 yards of offense. But they've got to find something right here and right now.
Yeah, and I think 200. I think they might not have over 110. Honestly, this second half has been dominated by Brethren. They've had one possession that was the turnover, right? That's it. So we'll have to see something from the Cardinals here. We'll find out right now.